You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and glad to have with me in the studio this evening two return guests from Opera Providence, Dr. Robert DeRobio, the president. Welcome back, Bob.
Good evening, Mike.
Nice to have you back with us. And the world's greatest baritone, as I've come to call him here, Rene Della Gaza is
well,
here.
Well, thank you very much.
And there's no getting around the title. I've dubbed you that, so you have to live with it now. And everyone that comes to hear you will say, he is. He's the world's greatest baritone.
I hope so.
We are here to talk about Opera Providence's upcoming programs. Bob, tell us what's happening coming up very soon.
Well, first I'd like to begin by thanking both you and the listening audience for supporting our entire season this year. We've had people from the South County and from your listening area at all of our performances, and we really thank them for coming out and supporting Opera Providence. The culmination of our season is on June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and it's a presentation of Mozart's Così fan tutte. It'll be at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, 848 Park Avenue in Cranston. And we look 3 evenings, Friday evening at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sunday at 3 p.m. as a matinee performance. And we would encourage and welcome all members of your listening audience to come and take a look at Opera Providence and see what beautiful music, what beautiful voices, what beautiful performers we have for this great premiere.
We will be talking a lot about the individual performers that will be there as we go along, and Renee is here to guide us through the story of the program, and so we'll do that. If I would mention that 3 appearances at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts is going to enable you to reach a lot of people. Seats almost 1,000 people in that theater, so that'll be great. If you haven't been to that theater, it is very, very comfortable. It's we've done several shows about that theater with the general manager, Jack Nicholson, and telling you that that's a very comfortable place to watch or listen to just about anything. Seats are nice, creature comforts are nice, lots of restroom facilities, lots of beverage areas in the lobbies, cup holders on the seats, all the things, and nice big wide seats, a nice big wide aisle, so you'll be comfortable. Renee, tell us a little bit about the production itself.
Well, we're very excited about our production of Così fan tutte. The production will be directed by stage director Catherine Jennings. Catherine was formerly the artistic director of Opera Providence, and this is not her first experience directing. She has directed before, and the production will be conducted by Paul Phillips. We'll start with the overture, and then we'll go into the actual story. It's a very simple plot. Two young soldiers are friends of Don Alfonso, an old philosopher, and Don Alfonso makes a wager with them. He says, I bet you that, first of all, he says women are, it's well known that women are not faithful. And of course, you know, they are very upset by this comment, and they wager with him. And he says, I bet you that in 24 hours, your girlfriends will fall in love with 2 other young men. And that's how the opera begins.
All right. And we're going to listen to the overture at this point. We will do that. and be back with more of Opera Providence. Very impressive music, and it would be safe to say that they're going to hear that same thing at the theater, right?
Definitely. I'd like to tell a listening audience that this is a fully staged production. It's going to have a 23-piece orchestra. Many of the orchestra members are students at Brown University, but also some professional artists from community music works and such mm-hmm. being put together by our director, Paul Phillips. Costumes, for those of you that looked at the Providence Journal about 3 weeks ago, there was an article about a gentleman that did great costumes with hats. His name is Everett Hoag, and Everett is our costume designer with us. Set director is Mr. Rob Dimmick, who's got a full set design for the production. And lighting, it's going to be a full, professionally done piece that people have come to expect from Opera Providence.
That'll be great. That'll be great. We have a lot of fans that listen to our station that have been listening to the Metropolitan Opera broadcast over the past season, and that ended just a couple weeks ago. And so now this is your chance to get out and see the real thing that won't cost you quite as much as going to the Met.
Correct. Our ticket prices are $35, $50, and $65. Senior citizens are 10% discount, and groups of 10 or more are also 10% discount.
That's
so
great.
It's very affordable.
Yeah, very affordable. That parking costs more than that at the Met. and speaking of parking, there is free parking at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. So the costs that Bob just gave you, that's it. You don't have to worry about parking or anything else. And I'm sure it's going to be a perfect day weather-wise. That's already been planned, right?
Definitely. All right. If it isn't, it's a perfect musical setting for the performance.
All right, Renee, where do we go next?
All right, so the young gentlemen are required to do whatever Don Alfonso, the philosopher, suggests that they do in order to complete the wager. So Don Alfonso goes over to the home of the two young ladies, Fiordiligi and Dorabella, and informs them that their young gentlemen lovers must leave because they are soldiers and they're being sent away. So the girls are distraught, and the two young gentlemen enter and they sing this quintet, and you can hear that they're almost on the verge of tears musically. And this is the quintet, Sento Odio.
Thank you. Dena vedi, salvami, salvami, finem laura, finem laura.
This sounds like a great opportunity for someone to listen to this program and have all the background they need when they want to see this opera.
So, absolutely. And that's the important thing when you go to an opera. You want to know what the story's about.
You have to know the storyline.
Absolutely.
And we're going to tell you more about that after the break. But before we take the break, let's sneak in one more piece of music.
Okay. This is the very sublimely beautiful trio. The gentlemen have moved away in the ship, and now the girls are wishing them well as they wave goodbye. They sing Suave si el vento, softly may the breezes guide you gently to your destination.
All right, we'll listen to this piece and then be back with more of Opera Providence.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Renee Delagaza and Dr. Robert Darobio from Opera Providence, and we're talking about their production coming up in just a couple weeks. And one of the things about this opera is, Bob, is that it sounds like a fun opera for opera lovers of all levels to enjoy. In other words, you don't have to know every word, you don't have to know every note, you don't have to have attended 100 operas. You can enjoy this, right?
Definitely. The one thing about Così is that it's a comic tale. It's a comic opera, a comic farce, if you want to think of it that way. But we've even extended that one part further. For those that it may be the first introduction to opera, this is going to be in English. And to further extend that, there will also be super titles displayed, so that people can really understand that the entire opera. For those that know the opera, they know that it was originated or took place in Naples, Italy, when it was originally played. This one, bringing it to the 20th century, 21st century, will take place in Naples, Florida. Okay. So that we are really bringing it along to an audience that will appreciate the comic tale, will appreciate the comic farce, and become a part of it and know a little bit more about opera as the evening progresses.
That sounds like the perfect opportunity to bring someone and introduce them to the style. And speaking of the style, we have Renee Delagaza with us, who has... Renee, if you had to guess, I don't know if you've been asked this question before, but if you had to guess, have you done 10 operas, 20 operas, 30 operas in your career?
Probably around 30, I would say.
30 different operas?
Yes, 30 different operas.
Wow, that's amazing. And because most people can't even name five, so. But that's amazing. And Renee's had a long, great career and has become a Rhode Island legend, and we're very glad to have him with us here today explaining this to us. And so where do we go from here? What happens next?
Next we get to see a bit of mezzo-soprano drama. Mm-hmm. The character of Dorabella is a real drama queen, and in this aria she sings about, she goes, you know, I'm so upset that you have to close the curtains because the light hurts my eyes.
Oh,
Brené, you mentioned the name Dorabella as one of the characters. Now, speaking of characters, there are lots of people in this. Tell us about them.
Yes, the role of Dorabella is played by Megan Roth, who is, I want to say, part of the mission of Opera Providence is to bring in local and new and emerging talent onto the Rhode Island scene. So all of the principals in this production are either from Rhode Island or from New England area. So Megan Roth is doing the role of Dorabella. We have Juliana Toshinga Dempsey doing Despina. We have Rhode Island's own Diana McVeigh in the role of Fiordaligi. We have Paul Soper playing the role of Don Alfonso. Michael Paul Krubitzer playing the role of Fernando. And Ken Matisse doing the role of Guglielmo. And all of these performers have done this role or similar roles from Cosi in the past with other opera companies. So we really have a cast that is well-seasoned and presenting the best of what they can do.
Well, other than the name Renee Della Gaza, which I see everywhere all the time, Diana McVeigh must be a close second when it comes to performing like this. She seems to be in lots of things and lots of places.
Yes, Diana is a busy singer and very much in demand, and she's a fine singer, and she's going to make a very wonderful Fiordaligi.
Okay. All right. Take us to our next spot in our musical tour.
Well, we've now met the drama queen, and now we meet Despina. Now, Despina is the maid of the household for Dorabella and Fiordaligi, but she is not your average maid. She's the type that will tell you to kiss my grits.
And I didn't even know they had grits in Naples, Italy. All right, so that's what we're listening to now?
That's what we'll listen to now.
I'll see if I can pick out the word grits. We've been talking a lot about the program, and we want to make sure that people know how to get tickets. They can do that in a couple of ways, right?
Definitely. If ticket orders, tickets are on sale now. They are be obtained by contacting the Opera Providence office at 331-6060. Or they may contact the Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts directly at 467-7275. Again, ticket prices are $35, $50, and $65, with seniors having a 10% discount and groups of 10 or more a 10% discount.
And they can get further information from your website, right?
Website is www.operaprovidence.org.
Operaprovidence.org, O-R-G.
Yes.
And everything you want to know is on that website.
Definitely.
All right. Renee, one more piece before we take the next break.
Yes, this is the exciting, some real excitement happens here. The two gentlemen are required by Don Alfonso to dress up as foreigners. And in the original opera, they were dressed up as Albanians with beards and these very fantastic turbans. Mm-hmm. And in our production, they'll appear as
emissaries.
Fredonia.
Fredonia. Yes.
Okay. Well, wherever that might be. And we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Dipende che da lei consolar il vostro cor.
Ella va, che lei tuo bacio perverrà in grazia miei, ma di volta le sei di mea, che il mio tesor.
Thank you.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Renee Delagaza and Dr. Robert DeRobio from Opera Providence, as we have been taken through this wonderful production that's going to be at the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts, and we'll give you more details about that in a moment. We've also been listening to some wonderful music, and Renee, we should clarify that this recording we've been listening to is not Opera Providence, it's someone else.
That's right. It's a recording with the conductor Erich Leinsdorf, and it was recorded back in the early 70s. The Fior di Ligi on this recording is Leontine Price, Guglielmo is Cheryl Milnes, Dorabella, Tatiana Troyanos, Ferrando, George Shirley, Despina is sung by Judith Raskin, and Don Alfonso is Ezio Flagello.
I'm glad I had you say all that. And one thing just to reiterate, this, when they do go to this production, it will be in English, not the way they were listening to it here.
It will, and it's actually an interesting English version that Paul Phillips has developed over the past couple of months. He's worked tirelessly to update it, mm-hmm. and so there'll be a lot of kind of little jokes in there.
I can't wait for the Kiss My Grits part.
That's mine.
Oh, that's yours. All right, that's not in there. All right. Have to see Renee in person for that. Let's take us to the next piece that we're going to listen to.
The next piece is sung by Fior di Ligi, Come Scoglio, which means like a rock. And she is determined not to cave in to these young men's advances as they're dressed as Fredonian emissaries. Woo!
Well, as usual, time flies when you're having fun, and we've listened to a lot of music, and we've got one more piece to fit in before the end of the show. But, Bob, I want to make sure you give the website and phone number one more time.
Upper Providence, 331-6060, or go to the website at www.operaprovidence.org.
And, Renee, a little summary of what we've been talking about?
Yes, well, we come to the end of the opera, and the young gentlemen have been very successful in wooing the two young ladies. They are on the precipice of signing the marriage contract when, lo and behold, there's a knock at the door, and it's the two young lovers from the beginning of the opera. So the gentlemen run off stage to hide, but they actually go to make a quick costume change, and they return as the original lovers, and all is forgiven, and the opera ends happily.
Happily ever after. Well, that's great. It sounds like a lot of fun. We encourage you to get out and see this performance and enjoy yourselves, but also be promoting and supporting Opera Providence and all of their good work. Thank you, Renee, for being here. Appreciate seeing you again.
My pleasure.
And Bob, nice having you with us.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll listen to as much as we can of this last piece, and see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. and by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.